This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Tokyo Olympics organizers on Sunday reported 3 new cases of COVID-19 infections among athletes as the population of Athletes Village swells ahead of the start of the games next week. Organizers reported 10 new cases connected to the Olympics, including media, contractors, and other personnel. That compares with 15 new cases on Saturday. An International Olympic Committee member from South Korea tested positive for the coronavirus upon landing in Tokyo. The former athlete is vaccinated, reflecting the infection risk even from attendees with their vaccinations complete. Incidentally, skateboarding will debut as a sport in Tokyo. In Europe, floods have killed at least 165 people, most of them in Germany, and hundreds are still missing across Germany, Belgium, and the Netherlands. As floodwaters recede in some parts, firefighters and soldiers are clearing debris and assessing the damage. Indonesia has become the new hotspot of the global coronavirus pandemic. That country has overtaken India and Brazil for the highest number of new infections. Africa is also suffering mightily. Only about 1% of Africans are fully vaccinated. Haiti's First Lady Martine Moise returned to the country this weekend following the assassination of her husband, President Jovenel Moise. The president was shot dead when assassins armed with assault rifles stormed his private residence in the hills above Port-au-Prince on July 7th. His wife was injured during the attack. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph, who assumed the leadership of the country, confirmed the president's wife had been airlifted to Florida for treatment. At the Port-au-Prince airport, she was seen wearing an arm brace.